Bibles, amen. Praise the Lord. I have the privilege, amen, to minister to you this afternoon, amen, this evening, amen. And it's a privilege, amen. It's a privilege. It's an honor. Every time you get behind God's holy desk, amen, His pulpit, amen, and to preach a message, amen, it's always humbling, amen, to come up here and to minister. Praise the Lord. And so I want you guys to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 19. Amen. Luke chapter 19. And I want to take this time as you guys are turning there. Amen. I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for everything that He's done in my life. Amen. And just saving me and rescuing me. Amen. From just the lifestyle of sin. Amen. Of drinking and partying and, you know, God brought me out of that. Amen. He brought me out of darkness and He brought me into His marvelous light. Amen. And I thank God for that. And I also thank God for my pastor. Amen. Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia. Amen. My spiritual parents. Amen. I thank God for them. Amen. And they have raised me up in the faith. Amen. Raised me up in the faith. And so I thank God for them. And then also, amen, here tonight I got some special visitors. Amen. Hello. All the way from California. Amen. My grandma is here. Amen. My grandma Bibi is here. Amen. And she's right here. Amen. And then also my mom. Amen. My mom is here. Amen. My mom is here. And my sister. And so I got some... very, very important women, amen, who are here, amen, and so I'm extra nervous, amen, praise the Lord, and then I can't forget, amen, my beautiful wife, amen, and I thank God for my beautiful wife and my back-to-back partner, amen, and so I just thank God I got a row of women here, amen, that if I, amen, they'll keep me in line, amen, praise the Lord, and so I thank God for my salvation and for the honor and privilege to be able to minister tonight, amen. Are you there? Luke chapter 19 in verse 1, amen, we're going to go ahead and read, amen, thank you worship team, amen, and I titled this message, The Day Jesus Showed Up. Amen. The day Jesus showed up. Amen. How many thank God for that day? Amen. Thank God for that day, the day that Jesus showed up. Amen. Verse 1, the Word of God reads like this. We're going to read up to verse 10, and then after that you can be seated, and I will pray. And verse 1 reads, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Verse 3, he wanted to see who Jesus was. That's a key verse there. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, are there any short people out there? Because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Since Jesus was coming that way, in verse 5 it says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Do you guys welcome Jesus gladly here tonight? Yeah. In verse 7 it reads, all the people saw this and began to mutter, he is gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. Verse 9, and Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you right now, Lord God. I pray for your your powerful presence, Lord, to God, to just to dwell in the midst of these people, your people, God, treasures out of darkness. God, I pray, Lord, that you would just move me aside and minister, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we all say
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Come on, give your neighbor a high five and tell him Jesus showed up. Amen. The day that Jesus showed up is the best day that it could possibly be. Amen. The day that Jesus showed up in your life, I pray that that was the best thing that ever happened to you.
Amen.
The day that Jesus showed up in my life, amen, and see, you know, Jesus, throughout a person's life, he will show up more than once. If you don't respond to him the first time, then he'll show up a second time. If you don't respond to him the third time, he's going to continue to come and he's going to knock at your door. Why? Because he desires to have a relationship with you. Jesus wants to build a relationship with you. Amen. And I want to pull some key things out of this portion of scripture here. Amen. That are some powerful things. Now, you know, we often preach a lot about the vision. Amen. How many love the vision?
Amen.
You love the vision of Victory Outreach.
Amen.
You love everything about, amen, the vision, the heavenly vision that God gave our ministry.
Amen.
Amen. The vision includes evangelism.
Amen.
The vision includes discipleship.
Amen.
The vision includes sending people to all the most different parts of the world. Come on, somebody. The vision, we preach a lot about that. We preach about evangelism and discipleship and giving, and we preach about church planting, amen, and rightly so. I said rightly so because, amen, we are going somewhere.
Amen,
we're going to continue to grow this church. Come on, somebody. We're going to grow as individuals. How many want to grow in your faith? You want to grow in your spiritual life. You have do you have a desire to grow in your prayer life? Do you have a desire to grow, amen, in your generosity? Do you have a desire to grow, come on somebody, in reaching souls? See, now we often preach on these things, but I want to let you know, amen, that you can, you know, before all this happens, amen, you know, something has to happen first, and that's called a divine appointment. You have to have a divine appointment in your life. Amen. Now you might ask me, well, what is a divine appointment? Basically, all that is a time where God meets you. God meets you right where you're at. And it's the right time. It's the right day. It's the right season. It's the right moment. And God is going to show up in your life when you need it the most.
Amen.
And so that's what takes place here. Is that there was a divine appointment in a man's life named Zacchaeus. See, Zacchaeus, amen, he was a man, amen, that heard about Jesus. He was a man that needed Jesus, and he was a man that met Jesus. Amen. A divine appointment is what took place on that day. It was a scheduled day where God showed up in his life. This day can make you or break you. This day, amen, it was a very important day in Zacchaeus' life.
Right.
This day is where he would have a true encounter with God.
Yes.
Now, I remember when I had my very first encounter with God. When I had an encounter with God, amen, and nobody could tell me otherwise because it was just me and Jesus. Come on, somebody. I was at one of the lowest points in my life. I was at a point in my life to where I didn't know, amen, what to do. I matter of fact, I thought I had it all together.
Wow.
Is there any people out there that at one time in life you thought you had it all together? But Jesus showed me otherwise. He stepped in. You know, I thought I accomplished something because I graduated high school. I thought I accomplished something because I had a good job. I was working at Pep Boys. Come on, somebody. I had an apartment. Amen. Me and my dad were going halves on an apartment. And it was that day that, you know, and I was even going, I even started going to college. Come on, somebody. I started going to college. Did I stay there long? No. Why? Because I had a lot of things interfering with my life. Why? Because I was out there. I was too concerned about when the next party was. I was too concerned about going out there and getting high and getting my next fix and getting loaded. I was too concerned about all these other things.
Come on.
But it was that day where I had a divine appointment where Jesus stepped into my life. Amen. And he had to show me, amen, what he had to show me where I was at in life. And this is the same thing that took place in Zacchaeus' life. Now, one thing about Zacchaeus is that his name meant pure. Zacchaeus meant pure or innocent. He was a chief tax collector. In other words, this man, he was, come on, taxing people. He was taxing folks. He was taking their money. And he had the power to do so because he was working for the Roman Empire. He was taxing his own people. So as a chief tax collector, his own people didn't like him. You ever had some people in your life, come on, that didn't like you? We have a special word for them nowadays, even called a hater. Right? They didn't like Zacchaeus. Why? Because he was often taking their money. And he was employed for the Roman government. Amen. So nobody really liked this guy. And not only that, but he was the Bible says that he was a little guy. That he was a little guy and he had a lot of money. A little guy and a lot of money. And he had power. He had a title. So this guy, he had it all together. He had it all together, but there was one thing missing in his life. That he didn't have Jesus. He didn't have Jesus. See, tax collectors, they were looked down on during those days because they were employed, amen, by the Roman government. And they would tax their own people, see, and so their own people felt betrayed.
Come on.
How many times have you burnt some people? Come on, somebody. That you burnt some people, amen. You did somebody wrong. You did somebody dirty, amen. You used to, amen, jack folks. Come on, somebody, right? You used to steal from your mama. Mama never stole from you, amen. Right? Maybe, I don't know. Lord forgive me if I did. Amen. Right? See, but this man Zacchaeus, his name meant innocent or pure, but he was far from that. Zacchaeus was far from being innocent. He was far from being pure. He was far from being a good man. Now we can relate to Zacchaeus. Maybe you weren't a thief, or maybe you didn't steal from nobody. But my friend, the Bible says that we all fall short of the glory of God, that we all have sinned, and that we all need Jesus in our life. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. See, Zacchaeus, my friend, he was far from innocent. And you could even call him, he was a chief sinner. Because he was the chief tax collector. Matter, he was the one, he employed other tax collectors. And so you see here that he was far from perfect. Amen. He was far from perfect and he needed Jesus. Now in verse 3 we see here, amen, it says this, that this is the key verse that I wanted to labor on, is this. Is that even though he had a lot of money, even though he had a title, he was a prominent man in those days, even though he had things that, you know, he might have seemed like he had it all together, amen, but really, he knew that he didn't have it all together.
Come on.
He knew that he didn't have it all together.
Yeah.
And verse 3, it says, he wanted to see who Jesus was. He wanted to see who Jesus was. I wonder if there's some people in this place that you have a desire to know who Jesus is.
That's right.
You have a desire to see who Jesus is and who is the King of Kings? And who is the Lord of Lords? And who is the one that is being preached about? Who is the one that sits on the throne? Who is the King? Who is the Master? Who is the Creator? Who is the Son of God? Do you have a desire to know who Jesus is?
Wow.
See, a lot of people in this world, they don't have a desire to know who Jesus is. Why? Because they're caught up in a lot of different things nowadays. They're caught up in their job, or they're caught up in their family, or they're caught up in their career, or they're caught up in themselves. Come on, somebody. Or they're caught up in so many different things that they don't have a desire to go see who Jesus is. Now see, Jesus, amen. That word there, he wanted to see, just didn't mean that he wanted to look. He didn't just want to look to see who Jesus was, but there was a spirit, there was an inner desire to want to see who this man named Jesus is. Now, I remember the day that I wanted to see who Jesus was. I wanted to know all about this man, because growing up, I called myself a Christian. I called myself a Christian. They would often ask me, hey, what are you? And I would say, I'm a Christian. But I didn't know Jesus. I knew of Jesus, but now I wanted to know who Jesus was. And the day that he came and he knocked on my door, I didn't open it the first time.
That's right.
The next time he came and he knocked at my door, I didn't open it. But I remember at a moment in my life where I was in trouble. The Bible says that if you are in trouble, to pray. And so it was when I was in trouble. It was when I was in a place in my life to where I needed Jesus.
Yes.
And so that's what I did. I called upon Jesus.
Yes.
And he showed up. And so I wanted to know who this Jesus was that everybody would talk about, that everybody would preach about. I wanted to know him, and I wanted to really know him. Do you really want to know who Jesus is?
Yes. Yes. Good.
You have to have a real desire to know who Jesus is. You have to have... See, one thing about Zacchaeus is that he was curious. He was curious. He wanted to know. Whatever it was that he heard about Jesus, he wanted to see if it was true. He wanted to see if it was real. He wanted to see for his own self. See, now one thing about Zacchaeus is that you have to understand that he had to have heard about Jesus. He had to have heard. Have you heard about Jesus? And I'm sure you have. I'm speaking to the church here. But I know that there are some people here that maybe you don't know too much about Jesus. Well, Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Son of the Most High God.
Yes.
Jesus, my friend, he left heaven. He left heaven and he came to earth over 2,000 years ago to die for a people that he loved.
Yes.
To die on a cross, my friend, for you and I. But not only did he die, but after he died, he resurrected from the dead.
Yes, right.
Jesus rose from the dead. He rose in power. The grave could not keep him down, my friend. Nobody could keep Jesus down. And so he rose. See, so Zacchaeus heard about this somewhere. You want to know where Zacchaeus heard about Jesus? I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 9. This is where he had to have heard. It says here Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, it says, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew. Do you remember who Matthew was? Matthew was one of the 12 disciples. Matthew was also a tax collector.
Yeah.
He was a tax collector, my friend. He was in the same boat that Zacchaeus was in. He enjoyed the same sin that Zacchaeus enjoyed, my friend. Just like you and I, my friend. We also have before Christ, B.C., we all had some friends that we would hang out with. And get high with. And drink with. And go to the club with. Right? And smoke bud with. Whatever you did. You had somebody that you hung out with. Right? Well, see here, Jesus, my friend, or Zacchaeus, he had to have heard through Matthew. He was a tax collector, and it says here that Jesus went from here and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. And he said, "Follow me." Matthew got up and he followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him. So it was there that I'm sure that if Zacchaeus wasn't in that house and he wasn't eating dinner with them, that I'm sure that he heard it through the grapevine. That he heard about a man named Jesus. That he heard about his homeboy Matthew. Come on, somebody.
Come on.
He heard.
Yeah.
Are people hearing your story?
Yeah.
Are people hearing your testimony? Are people talking about you? About how you used to live one way, but now you don't live that way no more. Now you've been delivered. You've been set free. Come on, somebody. You're not that same person no more. That's why it's important to testify. That's why it's important, come on somebody, to let people know what Jesus has done in your life. Because you never know who's going to hear it. You never know who's going to hear it. And it's going to stir up what? It's going to stir up a curiosity. And they're going to come and they're going to see for themselves. And when they see it for themselves, they're going to be blown away.
Come on.
Because you're the one that they used to get high with. You're the one that they used to do dirt with. You're the ones that they used to do the drive-bys with. You're the ones, come on somebody, right? You used to be their celly, their bunkie, right? At Lusteret and Arlington, right? See, Zacchaeus, he must have heard about it, so now he wanted to see it for himself. He wanted to see it for himself. And so this man, Zacchaeus, the Bible says that he did this, that he ran. That he ran to a tree and he climbed up.
Come on.
That he ran up to a tree. See, when you got to understand something. See, sometimes we go and we take the message of hope. When people don't want to come to church, we take church to them.
Yeah.
We take church to them, right? Like what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to do that tomorrow. But see, sometimes there's some people that they won't come to church.
That's right.
They won't come, so that's why we go out there.
Yes.
And there's people out there that even though we go out there and we knock on their doors and we get on the bullhorn and we come on and we start to preach, that they still won't open the door. They'll shut the blinds. They'll lock the door and they won't come out. Why? Because they're not interested in the message of Jesus Christ. My friend, there is a people that might not be interested, but I'm going to let you know there are some people that are interested. There are some people that are interested in the message of hope. They're interested in the gospel, the good news, my friend. Why? Because nothing else works. They tried everything else. They tried AA. They tried NA. They tried counseling. But my friend, nothing worked.
Right.
So they said, let me go see what they're talking about at 630 West Main Street.
Come on.
Let's go see what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Like some men that they probably heard about the home. Some women they probably heard about the home right there, 730 Tackley Street. Yeah. Let me see what's really taking place there. Let me see if that is going to work for me. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to find out, to let Jesus know that you're interested in him? Zacchaeus ran, and he climbed a tree just to see who Jesus is.
Yes.
He was willing to inconvenience himself. Are you willing to inconvenience yourself? To see what God's purpose is for your life. God has a plan and a purpose for everybody's life, but how interested are you in it? Does the message, does it carry weight to you? Does it mean anything to you? I don't know about you, but when I heard about that Jesus, that when I heard the message that he died on the cross for me, a sinner. Come on, somebody. He died for me. I said, man, you know what? I want to know who Jesus is.
Yeah.
I really want to know who Jesus is. Now we see in verse 3, it says that he was a short man. See, hey. Usually short men, come on somebody.
Come on now.
Right, amen.
Come on.
Usually, and this is a real thing, they have something called the short man syndrome.
Oh.
Right? It's real. Come on. Where they feel inadequate. Or they feel, they often overcompensate because they're perceived of their shortcoming. See, in other words, they could be prideful people.
Oh.
Or they could be mean. Or they could be angry. You know, there's another thing they call it. They call it, amen, the, I forgot what they call it. Amen. The what? Yeah. Huh? See, but you have to understand something is that he didn't, even though that he was who he was, amen, he still knew he needed Jesus. Come on, somebody. Now, I think that Zacchaeus, he was a special man. Huh? He was a very special man. Do we have any special people here tonight?
Amen.
That you need Jesus.
Amen.
See, now, whenever Zacchaeus, whenever he climbed that tree, Jesus walked up to that tree. Jesus, he met him at that point in life. Come on, somebody. He met him. Where did Jesus meet you at? And when Jesus met you there, did you respond the way that Zacchaeus responded? See, Jesus said, when he was in the tree, he said, come down at once. Come down at once. I must stay at your house. Now, see, this was a pivotal point for Zacchaeus. Because when Jesus said, I need to stay at your house tonight, Zacchaeus could have said no. Zacchaeus could have said no, but he didn't say no. He said, yes, I will. Yes, I will let you stay at my house. Zacchaeus, who knows what he had in his house? He was a tax collector. He was a sinner. Huh? But he didn't care. He didn't care what he had in his house because he knew that he needed Jesus to come to his house. Do you desire Jesus to come to your house? Huh? And what I mean by that is do you want Jesus to come into your heart? The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock.
Good.
See, often we could use that scripture, we use that verse for people that are barely coming to Jesus. But in Revelations, he was talking to the church.
Oh, come on.
He was talking to the church, folks, my friend. You could be sitting here tonight, amen, and you could be here for years.
My God.
But Jesus done left the house.
Wow.
He done left the house. And see, he's knocking. See, have you put Jesus out of your house?
Whoa.
Have you pushed Jesus out of your heart? It's time for us to continue to have Jesus in our heart, Jesus on our mind, Jesus in our life. So here Jesus, amen, the Bible says this. The Bible says, come near, in James chapter 4, verse 8, it says, to come near to God, and he will come near to you.
Amen.
And we see that. We see that in the life of Zacchaeus, that he did what he was supposed to do. He drew near to God. He climbed that tree. He ran and he tried to look for Jesus. And when he did that, Jesus met him right where he was at. I'm here to let you know today that wherever you're at, that as long as you are interested, as long as you call upon the name of Jesus, you call upon God, you cry out to God, that God is going to meet you right where you're at. Now, just a few things, amen, that took place. Just a few things that took place in Zacchaeus' house. See, I remember the day I let Jesus into my house. I want to give you a few things here that I received, amen, when I opened that door to Jesus. When you open the door to Jesus, there's a few things that take place. A few things. The first thing that took place is we find here that Jesus says is that salvation came to this house today.
Wow.
Yep. Zacchaeus received salvation.
Amen.
Raise your hand if you're saved and you receive salvation.
Yeah.
You receive the salvation of your soul. My friend, that is very vital. That is is important. Amen. Because that salvation has to do with your eternal life.
Yeah. Amen.
Are you curious about what happens after you die? Where are you curious, my friend? Well, I'm going to let you know what happens. There's either two places. There's a place that you don't want to go to, and there's a place that you do want to go to.
Wow.
There's a place with Jesus, and there's a place without Jesus. We want to go to the place where Jesus is at.
Amen.
Salvation, see, whenever you respond... Amen. Whenever you respond to the call of Jesus, whenever he meets you right where we're at, right where you're at, a few things are going to take place. First is salvation. Second, you're going to start to build a relationship with God. It was there in the men's home. I was 18 years old. Amen. That I opened the door to Jesus. And it was there that I started to build a relationship with God. See, a lot of people, they think because they have they think just because they have crosses in their houses and they wear crosses everywhere, my friend, that they have, that it brings protection. I want to let you know it's not the cross that you wear that brings protection, but it's the relationship that you have with Jesus that is going to... It's the relationship. The third thing is this, is that he received forgiveness. That he was pardoned. He was pardoned of his sins. He was pardoned of his transgressions. My friend, in this life, we as people have sinned against God. And we have sinned against people. And we need the forgiveness of God.
Yeah.
See, you need the forgiveness of Jesus. Not only did he receive forgiveness, but he received a new life. He received a new life. I thank God because I have received a new life. I received a new life. And in that new life, I received freedom from sin. I'm no longer bound. And Zacchaeus was no longer bound. Right away, he did the proper thing. And what did he do? He says, I want to give back what I stole. I want to give back what I stole. I want to make right with the people that I did wrong, that I did dirt to. I want to make it right. And that's the natural response when a person allows Jesus in their life, is that they want to make things right with God. They want to make things right with people. They want to do right in the eyes of God. See, that's just the natural. Not only that, but my friend Zacchaeus not only wanted to do right. And what this is called? It's called repentance. It's called repentance. He turned. He was living a life of sin. And now when he gave his life to Jesus, he says, I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to cuss no more. I don't want to steal no more. I don't want to, come on somebody, I don't want to pack a pistol no more. Amen. I don't want to get high. I don't want nothing. I don't want to lie. I don't want to do none of that. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow Jesus. But how did he do it? He didn't do it by himself, but he did it because he had received power. Power. How many of you got the Holy Ghost power tonight? Well, if you got power tonight, amen, then you are on the right track. Not only did he receive power, but he received peace. Some people, amen, they need peace in their life. They lack peace. They need peace in their life. They can't sleep at night, my friend. I know so many people that they struggle with sleeping. Come on, somebody. They need some peace in their life. Not only do they need peace, but people need joy. They're always kicking the can. They're always sad. They're always down. They're always down and out. And they're always, come on, they always got something to complain about. They just need joy in their life. You need a little bit of joy in your life. That no matter even if a trial comes your way, no matter even if something is taking place in your life, that you still have the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. See, Zacchaeus. All these things I received, amen, when I gave my life to Jesus. And not only that, not only did I receive them, but they increase. When you live a life, amen, with Jesus, you are living an increased life. God is going to continue to increase. He's going to increase your joy. He's going to increase your peace. He's going to increase. Come on, somebody. He's going to increase. Now see here, Zacchaeus, he went from being a thief to a generous giver instantly. He went from being a thief. And these are things that are evident. These are things that you can see in a person's life. Wow. I remember, come on somebody, I remember the day that my dad walked into the men's recovery home. I remember that day. Come on, somebody. Because I seen the change in his life. I seen the transformation in his life. I remember, come on, when my sister, hello, somebody, right? On the transformation that takes place. I remember seeing Joe when he came into the men's recovery home. Right? You remember? Why? It's because the power of God has come upon your life. I'm going to call him the piano player, amen. Zacchaeus. See, he received salvation. But that is the very beginning. That is the foundation. That is why what we do what we do as a church because of this. We do what we do because we're trying to set up divine appointments.
Right.
We do whatever we can to try to make sure that people are receiving the same message that Zacchaeus heard. The same message that he heard is the same message that we want you to hear. Not only do we want you to hear it, but we want your family to hear it. We want our city to hear it. We want people, the drug addict, amen, the down and out, the prostitute, the alcoholic, the suicidal, the depressed, the down and out. They need to hear about the love and power of Jesus Christ. And so we will continue to do what we do. That's why the vision burns in our hearts. I thank God for pastors like Pastor Francisco and Sister Sylvia, who they have, amen, the passion burns with inside of them. And so they're constantly discipling people. They're constantly trying to make sure, amen, that the leadership, come on, is up to par. They're constantly making investments. They're constantly sacrificing.
Yes.
Why? So to reach the next Zacchaeus.
Man.
To reach the next one. And that Zacchaeus, it could be your son. It could be your daughter. It could be your dad. It could be your mom. Amen. That Zacchaeus, my friend, they are out there right now. They are out there. Come on, somebody, in the streets. And that's what we want. That's what we're all about.
Amen.
We're all about going out there and inconvenience ourselves so that people can hear them about the message of Jesus.
Yes.
I want you to stand with me. See, now maybe you already had this encounter. Maybe you already had this encounter with Jesus. How many had that encounter with God? You had that encounter. You said, you know what? I was right there. Jesus met me right where I was at. Well, you got to make sure that you're that person that you reach the next Zacchaeus. How many want to be that? You want to be that one? That you want to be the vessel. You got to be a vessel that God can flow through. God wants to flow through you. God wants to use your life to be a lighthouse in the community. God wants to use your life to be, amen, the lighthouse in your job. God wants you to be, come on, God wants you to reach that next person.
Yes, right, yes.
So it's very important, it's very vital that you surrender. That you constantly fellowship with Jesus in your house. That's what took place right here, is that Zacchaeus, he opened up his house. Are you opening up your house?
Wow.
What I mean by that are you allowing Jesus to step in, come on somebody, into your house and get personal with you and allow others? I'm sure that Jesus had other people with him.
Amen. That's right.
He had other people with him. Are you open? Are you willing, amen, to extend your house to Jesus?
Wow.
Are you Are you willing to extend your life to Jesus to be used? Huh? And for those here tonight, maybe you haven't had a relationship with Jesus. Maybe you haven't had this encounter yet. Huh? Well, that encounter, it could be tonight.
Amen.
That encounter could be tonight. Amen. All you have to do, my friend, is open the door. Right there where you're at, just go ahead and lift your hands. Amen. I want you to close your eyes. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know that the power of God is here. Amen. Whatever you might be going through tonight, amen, I want to pray for you.
Yes.
Amen. I want to pray.